Okay, so things are happening right now, and if you're not watching on the YouTube live stream, this is the chance to get on. We're going to do kind of a slow reveal. We've got Ethan, who's been on camera already.
I'm really struggling with my hat over here.
What does Popeye say? Do any of us even know?
Something about yam. That's all I know.
I am what I am.
I am what I am.
So we haven't revealed the rest of ours yet.
Put your hat on and
But we are all in costume, and I can confirm that Amy Marks Course from KMOX just came down here, popped her head in, enjoyed the costumes, and told Ryan Wiggins, she said, "Ben Franklin, you look great." But unfortunately, Ben Franklin is not what he's currently dressed up as.
Nope.
So I think what we're going to do, I'm going to reveal mine here first so that I can kind of bring y'all into the room. And it's been quite fun being Urkel. Sexy Urkel is what I'm going to say here. My kids don't even know who Urkel is.
Oh, that's so sad. Do they not have any culture?
Yeah,
she's working on it.
That's the problem. I'm wearing my husband's shirt. He doesn't know that. He might not ever wear the shirt again.
Suspenders. Wouldn't blame the guy.
But this is, I feel like I kind of lucked out on the costume this year. This could have gone south very fast. Ryan, you wanted me to wear a costume from Johnny Brock's, which was like a tank top of a man's bare chest.
I thought that would have been great.
The people showed mercy on you.
Yeah, they did. They were surprisingly nice about that costume. And so this was, I wouldn't say this was a second. This was right there. I thought that Urkel would be pretty stupid. And
how did I do? How stupid do I look?
Well,
on a scale of 0 to 10 right now, Ryan, how stupid do I look?
What's the stupidest, 10 or 0?
Yeah, which direction?
10 is the stupidest.
10.
Thank you.
14.
No, you actually are pulling off Urkel.
No kidding.
That's
I'm Urkel and Violet. Saved by the Bell's Violet, the two nerds of our time.
Wow, yeah, what is?
I actually kind of look like Violet.
It is a deep cut.
I kind of wish I would have dressed like Violet.
So that's pretty good.
What is Urkel's? What does he say? What's his thing?
Did I do that?
Yeah, that's right.
Did I do that? Now, in the earlier episodes of Family Matters, he would say, "Got any cheese?" But that quickly fell by the wayside.
Got any cheese?
Uh huh. Got any cheese? What, just, like it was like season one, maybe two. Yep.
This is a great show. It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper. You remember? Did you watch TGIF?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What was your favorite TGIF show?
Full House.
Full House?
Yeah, for sure. Now, right. I one of the costume ideas that I turned down because I thought it's pretty much every day was she was going to be Stephen Urkel, I was going to be Stefan Urkel. But I said, no, I always look like that. Which is just
when
basically dressing smooth.
When they revealed whatever that actor's name is, when they revealed him on that show as like a good-looking, smooth guy, it was like they had done so well with the Urkel character. It was unbelievable.
It was amazing because you knew that he hated being typecast when he was getting... Like, he was pretty young when he started Urkel. And then he became a teenager. He became a young man. He's like, man, people just know me as being a nerd. I want to have a character that shows that I'm actually like a normal guy. And so they had to write that in just for him. And the other characters, by the way, the other actors on that show, they were really mad at him in the early seasons. Because he was not supposed to be a main character.
Like a side character.
Yeah, if you watch the first season.
This is just kind of a spinoff of Perfect Strangers. The mom was the elevator operator in Perfect Strangers.
Okay, so this is an homage to you listeners who got us to 10,000 subscribers. Thank you so much on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We plan on having a really, really fun evening with you next Tuesday on election night here on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. So if you haven't subscribed yet, subscribe now. Turn your notifications on and you'll see when we go live. I think that it's time for our next reveal here. And that reveal is going to be... One.
It's sweating time!
Brad Rage. There you go. It's Richard Simmons. Oh. Can't even tell the difference.
Hold on. We need to do take some steps back. We need to get the shorts
not
in there.
The pants.
We got to get the shorts
not
in there.
Give me some loving.
Come on! Oh. There they are!
Yeah.
for those that are not on the stream, and if you're not, you need to get on right now. They are wet red and white striped short shorts. Brad is showing a lot of leg today.
These are the shortest shorts I've worn in my entire life. I sat down, I'm like, ooh, no, not doing that ever.
The hair is brilliant.
He's got a bald cap. That was Ryan's favorite part of the Richard Simmons.
Yeah, a little bit of extra bald in there.
I think that the package said exercise maniac or something like that.
Yeah, it wasn't a real, it did not say Richard Simmons on it. It just said exercise man or something. You know what's crazy? I think Richard Simmons died the same day as the Trump assassination attempt. Or it was the day before. It was right around then.
Yeah.
You suggesting a coincidence?
No, I'm just saying it's incredible that happened. And that would have been one of those things that everybody
a huge thing.
And nobody really noticed because it was such big news.
Didn't know what you were going for there. I couldn't really read you.
So a red tank top says sweating, a bald cap with a red sweatband and the hair to boot and some shorty shorts. Red and white shorty shorts.
That's what I call weekend shorts.
Weekend shorts.
Yeah, that was not a part of the costume. I lent him those.
All right, I think it's time for the final reveal. Ryan Wiggins, are you ready?
Yeah, except that I don't really have a voice for this.
You've got to be the one who
shows
us on your camera.
Turn your camera
Nobody
on,
Nobody can
Ryan.
See you except for us. Do it for the people. Come on. There it is. A beautiful purple coat, black curly wig, a white, what I would call Seinfeld pirate shirt, but I don't know.
This is the first time ever.
You look good.
That I think I actually could pull this off on a daily basis. Now, this is a little much, but something in this vein, I think I could do it.
You're inspired? You've dug deep? And
yeah.
There's some inspiration here?
Well, here's what I would like. I don't care about the clothes. If I had hair like this, I could do anything I wanted in the whole world.
So the hair is what's been stopping you?
I just need hair. Like, end of sentence. If it was wild and untamed like this, I could own the country. People would be falling down and worshiping me like I was Enoch. Like, oh my gosh, look at that man's, look at that man's wild, untamed hair. He's probably got an attitude to boot. And I'd say, yes, I do. And then I would sort of like have them kiss a ring or something, which I don't have yet because I don't live that life.
Because you don't have the actual hair.
Josh, because I don't have the hair.
Josh says, eat more dog food for a fuller coat, Ryan.
No. This is why I didn't want to bring this up.
You didn't bring it up.
I thought this is going to stick.
Yeah.
And I'm a little worried. You know, I'm not planning on running for office, but I am planning on having some success in life.
When?
And I think this is going to follow me.
Yeah.
And I'm worried about that.
This moment or the dog food?
No, this is fine. Like, put this on the ads. But the dog food thing.
What needs to happen?
That can really stick with you.
What needs to happen for this to get put into the back of the book, the next book, like the back, like side of the book, your next book that you write?
I'm not sure what you're referring to. This picture
of
me?
No. Well, I mean, this would be great for a picture, but I mean even that you ate dog food.
Oh, no, that's not going to make it. I don't think you realize. I'm trying to distance myself.
I would love to write a blurb for your new book coming out, Ryan.
Feel free.
I would enjoy reading that.
I'd be glad to get blurbs from all of you.
It'll be like, he ate dog food, Brad.
Yeah, and I might consider throwing that away and you know, seeing whatever else Ethan and Annie might have for the book.
Can I write a blurb for your book?
Yes, please.
Sweet.
Please
do. What's
the
book about?
Should I reveal the title of the book now?
I don't know.
It's.
Do you want to do it as Prince?
I will. All right. Let me brush the hair back from my eyes.
This is a big moment.
Yeah, he's feeling super inspired right now.
We don't have the date yet, but it'll be within probably a couple weeks that my next book's going to come out. It's going to be called The Grocery List, Food for Thought. And it will have some amazing. So if you want to write a blurb for it, that'd be great. I do have a couple of my very favorite comedians ever, who are very well known, who have given me endorsements, read the material, and said, "I like it. I'm giving you an endorsement." I can't wait to share that book with you guys.
I just took a picture of you, looking ridiculous because I'm going to send it to my best friend.
Okay.
And look at Martha McCallum's shame. over Ryan's shoulder, Martha McCallum.
Oh my gosh, she does look mad in that picture.
She looks like that's not the best prince I've seen.
I don't know. That's one of the better princes I've ever seen.
Oh, good. The dog food's in the picture.
No, it is.
For context, there's a TV behind Ryan.
Not
in
Martha
McCallum. In the studio.
Martha McCallum walked in.
She just sits in there silently.
She was
Ryan,
waiting because I said, we might do the book reveal here. And she's like, okay, I'll come in.
It did look as if she was hardcore judging you, fake prince.
Do we have Annie? Are you okay when we come back, Trisha?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Fantastic. I'm kind of thinking I like suspenders.
I'm kind of thinking I like whatever this thing is.
Which part?
That's
the jacket?
Coat?
Again, it's mainly the hair. Oh. But this jacket's all right. Thanks, Johnny Brown.
I like the sparkles on the shoulders. Those are cute.
When I dressed up as Mary Todd Lincoln, I did not feel as cool. For some reason.
You look about the same.
I kind of agree. I understand what you mean. But this is, I think I might just, a little behind the scenes.
Oh,
this costume did not have a wig with it. So I had to go borrow a wig from Jake from Y98.
You got that wig from somebody else
this
today.
Is Jake's
How
wig.
How sweaty is it?
I don't know.
It's That's a great wig.
Oh, well, you're wearing a hat.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a really good wig. He was, this is how versatile the wig is. He was Weird Al. And so this was his
Weird Al
wig, and he did a great job. And now I think he kind of like let the curls come down a little bit. And I like this. I'm just going to do this. I think I'm deciding right now. This is my permanent look.
How long do you have to do it before people start? You meet new people. Like you go through cycles in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, people will not know that that's not your.
I don't
hair.
Think that I. Made this clear. We're moving.
Yeah, it's probably the best right now.
He's just going to walk around the playground. I guess people are calling me Prince now. I guess that's my name.
I guess people are calling me Symbol now.
Get it right.
We know that you have a background in music and singing, you know, obviously from the Friday 2 o'clock version of the Annie Fry intro. Is there any chance that we're going to get some Prince remakes or anything here in the near future from you?
Maybe from AI. Not
That's
me.
That's not you.
Mad Scientist says tomorrow's chat question should be whose costume was the best? Urkel? Richard Simmons? Prince? Or Popeye, who's going to show us what he's got over there. Fantastic. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for that has subscribed. 10,000 subscribers was a goal by the end of the year. And it's very exciting that we're at 10,200 right now. So we've pressed on since a week or so ago when we went over 10,000. If you haven't joined us yet on the YouTube channel, please subscribe now, because the Annie Fry show will be broadcasting from my house with a little bit of a watch party that we will have going basically all election night. So we would love to have you come hang out with us. You're going to watch the results and listen to the results on 97.1 FM Talk and Fox News, wherever you're going to get your information from. But come hang out with us. We'll keep you company through the evening on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, and just kind of help get through the evening. As much pressure is on, we like to have fun. So let's take a quick break. Come join us. If you haven't seen us, we're going to keep the costumes on for the rest of the show. Come say hi on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'll be right back.
Burn a little candle or two.
This. Follow Annie on Twitter at Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Halloween. We are in costume and we are excited to be with you. Thursdays at this time, we love to do Annie, Are You Okay? And Trisha is back. Let's hit it. Annie, Are You Okay? With the intro is not working on the board.
And now Annie, it's time right. to play. Is Annie okay with this?
Do you care to comment on the costumes? People
sure.
might be tuning in now.
Yes, of course. Hi, Annie. Hi, crew.
Hello.
Do you remember Violet from Saved by the Bell?
No.
The nerd?
I do.
What was her name? What's her real name? She was the daughter of the producer, the director of everybody.
Oh, Tori Spelling?
Tori Spelling. She was Violet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tori Spelling played a nerd on Saved by the Bell?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She was Screech's girlfriend.
Oh. Screech had a girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was Tori Spelling.
I was so young. I could not. And I had Zach Morris blinders on. I couldn't see anything past that in that show.
No, I can't
That's
argue with that.
That's all I really remember.
And Lisa Turtle was like, whoa, what's my role now? I remember that.
Did you hear Wiggins America today?
I I did the first couple of minutes, and then it completely lost me.
Yeah, it's took you stuck with
that's how much content I had.
That's exactly
about 3 minutes.
I got to the point where you were done with material, and I was like, I can't.
Yeah, we did too.
What? It's wonderful. What do you think about Prince over here?
I think he looks nice.
He's digging the hair.
The shirt's very shiny. And the sleeves are also shiny.
I'm going to make a public plea to anybody out there, like a hair club for men, whatever. Whoever you are, if you're in St. Louis and you could do this for me, really, even if it's not even that close to this, like if it's a decent amount, I'm with you. You can come on the Annie Fry Show. We can partner.
Hey.
We can. Hey. You can come on Wiggins America.
It's closer. You,
I would make the same plea to like a PetSmart.
No!
Or you've got that doodle look. Something about
like a hypoallergenic dog.
At least you picked one of the dogs that doesn't shed. And that I'm not allergic.
Oh, and Richard Simmons over here?
Something about those shorts, man. I think that Brad wins.
You got to scoot back. People got to see the shorts again.
I think
he
Brad
does not want to.
Wins.
You think he
here.
Looks uncomfortable right now, Ryan?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That reveal. And do you have like a small bald spot ahead of
not the small.
It's pretty big.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Brad. Well done.
These shorts don't pass the fingertip test.
That's what you do at school.
And Annie, you're the best looking Urkel I've ever seen.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. That's you're making that work for you.
Thank you.
But not as good as Stefan Urkel.
No, he was the best.
Yeah, he was super suave.
All right. England Mall attempting world record for most ghost costumes in one place. Happy Halloween, everybody. This is a shopping mall in Dorchester, England. They're encouraging people to show up in their ghost costumes. They need at least 1,025 to break the Guinness World Record.
1,025?
Yep.
Ghost costumes?
Last year.
Totally
that doesn't seem like that as much.
Well, last year they tried.
We should break it right after.
It rained, and they only got 204 people.
Oh.
So,
yeah.
So close.
Big compared to last year. Annie, are you okay with malls?
I loved going to the mall when I was a kid. That was so fun. There were so many possibilities, except for I didn't have a whole lot of money. But I had a job. My first job I got as a busser at PK's restaurant in Edwardsville. I think my hourly pay was like $3.15 an hour, and I was supposed to get tipped out by the servers. I don't think they actually tipped out fair. So I would make a paycheck. It would be like $40. And I'd go spend it at the mall or Glicks or something like that. And it was so
good
fun
old
to
days.
Go walk around the mall and find that
samples
shirt
at the
or something
food
like
court.
That. Yeah. I love
Man,
malls.
I do too. And I still love malls.
Anymore.
Whenever it's my birthday, like we always go to Andrea's, but then there's always this like, well, what should I get you? And I kid you not, I love
dog
saying
food?
I want to just go and just roll around like on my back in the sun. That's not where I was originally
Somebody
going
like
with this.
Scratches your butt.
I just sort of wiggle, start flapping my foot. I
licking puddles of rainwater.
I really, really wish that we would have just serendipitously picked a dog costume for you today, but
that would have been something.
Yeah.
I love going to the mall and being like, okay, what I want for my meal is to eat anything I want from any of these places. That is so fun.
So your freedom arrives at the food court.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm eating Sbarro's, maybe some Panda Express. I might grab some Sarku.
Will you really eat from multiple places like that?
Yeah, but you got to get small portions. Otherwise, you're going to fill up at one of them. And then Dippin' Dots, might get some Cinnabon. It's just a good time. I think we're all having a great time. I'm not spending any money.
With malls. Speaking of small portions, lawsuit claims Subway sandwiches are lacking meat. This is a class action lawsuit, so if you've had Subway in a while, keep an eye out. Filed by a plaintiff who says the sandwich chain aired grossly misleading ads for its steak and cheese sandwiches. The lawsuit alleges the ad has 200% more meat. That's very specific. And not only is the chain ripping off customers, but it's coming at a time that, quote, inflation, food, and meat prices are very high. That part is true.
So it's like shrinkflation. Isn't it the same thing?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, yes.
But it's just not as advertised, I assume.
Yep. Annie, are you okay with sandwiches?
Yeah, I love sandwiches.
Guys, times have been tough.
What if she went on a tirade? Like, you hit a button.
The funniest part. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Well, did you know?
Eddie G. Wiz.
Are you telling me to make a sandwich? Did you hear what Mark Cuban said?
I did not.
I gotta
speaking
go back
to sandwiches.
This.
Yeah, you ever had a Cuban? You don't want to eat this one. Thank you very much.
Speaking of sexist jerks, man, that dumb button. I want to play for you just real quick while we get in here. The closing argument from the Democrat Party right now is the most sexist thing that I can think of. And I don't understand for the life of me why Mark Cuban said this when he went on The View. Let's listen.
Donald Trump, you never see him around strong, intelligent women ever. It's just that simple.
Ouch.
He just said that all of the women who are around Donald Trump are not, they're weak and dumb.
Mm. Well, that's nice.
Sandwiches.
That's a nice thing to say.
Sandwiches made me think of the sexist Democrats. Go on.
Maybe. Canadian city putting shredded pepperoni on their pizzas. This has
shredded
pepperoni. A photo out of Windsor, Ontario, so it's just one place in Canada, shows a layer of thin strips of pepperoni spread across a cheesy hand-tossed pizza. This pizza looks bomb, but the pepperoni is weird. Its purpose, according to experts, is to give a bite of pepperoni in each mouthful.
Mm.
So
I've heard of Canadian bacon, but this is crazy.
This is crazy. Annie, are you okay with pizza?
Yeah, I love pizza.
Great.
Bet more than sandwiches.
So neat.
Do you like
so
when you use pepperoni, when you get pepperoni pizza, some places will dice it. You ever had that?
I don't
that?
Like
I've
that.
I've had that, yeah.
Yep.
I kind of want the pepperoni slice.
I do too.
So I wonder if shredded would be.
This is cool because it's like all over the pizza.
I think the shredded stuff would be good because you'd get it crispy.
Yep.
Like crispy pepperoni is really good.
Those chunks don't always get cooked all the way.
They
that's
don't.
The problem with the chunks.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah,
I don't like anything
with
that's
chunks.
A
chunky food.
Unless it's dog food.
Unless it's kibble.
Yeah, you want this sandwich? It's full of chunks.
Lots of bits.
Chunk of venison.
You are okay with pizza.
Erica
so
says on
nice.
YouTube, Annie looks like she's getting ready to milk some cows with Tim Walz. Hey. Yeah,
take off the glasses, and you do look like you're doing Midwestern face.
Let me just go back to my normal. Go to the one, the earlier hours of the show, and that's my Midwestern face. This is cultural appropriation. Farm girl. You can't see that my pants are up right under my boobs. So and they're all the way up.
If Kamala Harris / Tim Walz do not win this election, obviously we're going to be happy because of mainly policy. But I also I'm really looking forward to the day I can look back at the Tim Walz run for vice president.
What a disaster.
Because it's just, as long as he doesn't actually, he's not a heartbeat away from the presidency, it's going to be pretty funny.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Good with pizza?
Pizza's good.
What if you hit a button there, too? Like, oh my gosh, she hates pizza too.
But we didn't.
I know.
We already hit the other button, so I got to move on.
Okay.
Sandwiches and pizza are like my jam.
They're so good. Des Moines to allow trick-or-treating on Halloween for the first time since 1938. Believe it or not, Des Moines, Iowa hasn't allowed trick-or-treating in over 7 decades. In prior years, the town participated in what they called Beggar's Night, the night before Halloween. This was established as an alternative to trick-or-treating in an effort to cut down on what they referred to as hooliganism. Say that 10 times fast.
In Des Moines?
In Des Moines.
They have a hooligan problem in Des Moines that we don't know about?
Hooligans everywhere.
About that.
A bunch of roving soccer fans.
I like how they just moved it back a night, as if the hooligans were like, oh, what are we going to do? We can't go hooligan on the day before.
I took it off the calendar this year.
There's no cover.
I'm free that night now.
Annie,
it stays light so much longer that day.
Annie, are you okay with your costume?
Yeah, it could have been way worse. The Mary Poppins one would have been fun to do, but it looked like it might feel restricting, and so I wasn't, I don't know. What were the
gotta be able to move while you're doing
this. The other one was the Navy Top Gun one, which we thought would be fun, but I'm like, I've already done. I've superseded that.
You actually did it.
She was like, I'm better than that.
I might have said
just wearing my outfit.
They maybe said I could do one better than that.
They want me to wear as a costume what I wore in real life.
In the video, when Brad and Ryan are talking about picking the one for me, and they pick this one for me, Ryan looks at Brad and is holding up the Top Gun costume from Johnny Brock's, and she's like, but this is like the one when she flew in that whatever it was.
That thing.
That thing.
Yeah, I couldn't remember the word plane.
Brad goes, a Super Hornet, an F-18 Super Hornet? And you're like, yeah.
I said, that's what I was going to say. It's funny.
You seemed wholly unimpressed. And then you're like, here, maybe we should make her wear this bare-chested man shirt.
Because I was looking forward to getting to the really funny ones. I'm like, Top Gun, you're not going to do Top Gun. Let's get to bare-chested man shirt.
Thank you for not picking that one, Brad.
You're welcome.
Give Brad the gratitude for that. You got another one? Hooray!
So I thought, since it was Halloween, do you want to do a rapid fire, Annie? Are you okay with these candies?
Yeah.
So I got a list of candies, just yay or nay.
Yay or nay.
I'm wondering if I'm going to try to hit this after each one.
No, I don't think so.
No. Oh, gosh.
Annie, okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? Smarties.
No, but no. My dad's fave. We pull them out of the thing where we put them in like a separate bowl for grandpa treats. I'm like dog treats, Ryan.
Oh, man, there's probably like a really good thing we missed out on doing Kamala Harris's favorite candy versus Donald Trump's. And one of them likes Smarties and the other one likes Dum Dums. You know what I mean?
Yeah, good thing we overlooked that one.
Airheads.
I don't mind Airheads, but I'm never picking them.
Speaking
of your joke, go on.
Donald Trump went to open the truck door the other day and he missed. Butterfingers.
Jolly Ranchers.
Mm-mm.
Sour Patch Kids.
Mm-mm.
Runs.
Mm-mm.
Blow Pops.
Did you say Runs? Mm-mm. Okay.
I would like to eliminate gum from the face of the planet.
Fair enough. Whoppers.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like malt.
Milk Duds.
Yes. Mm. But it's a task.
It's a commitment. Yeah.
You don't eat a Milk Dud in front of other people.
No.
That's rude.
No, you do
it's
in a dark theater.
You just have private
hours to chomp that one.
You take that Milk Dud, and then you're still trying to get it out, and you're like,
it's a comedy.
To get your fingernail back there and pry it off the molars.
Yeah, gross. Ugh.
Milky Way.
Yes.
Laffy Taffy.
Yes.
Nerds.
No.
I've outgrown Nerds.
Ironic.
Yeah.
That's where Ryan has grown up, just above Nerds.
Mm-hmm. Have you outgrown anything else?
Just grown right into that.
No.
Dog venison.
As
I don't eat
in the
Skittles
room.
As much no. as I used to. I used to love Skittles when I was a kid. I don't eat those as much either.
That was my next question. Skittles.
I never would pick them. If my kids are eating a bag of them and they give me one, I'm like, this is pretty good. But they're just so... Anything that I don't know. I guess it's all this, but it just seems like formed sugar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's so over the top. You're like, give it a rest, Skittles.
So was that a yay or nay on Skittles? I couldn't tell.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Paydays.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the new chocolate covered ones are really good.
No.
They're like a different candy bar. A homeless guy bought me one of those. I kid you not.
Ryan.
A homeless
what
guy was standing outside of Schnucks.
He bought you're getting.
Yeah.
You're,
no, this is real.
What?
This is about 6 months ago.
I was walking into
Schnucks, and a guy had his bike. He had ridden his bike to get some groceries, and he's like, "Man,
how
I
do
don't
know
have."
He's homeless.
He just was. I don't know. I could tell he was.
You just assumed.
And he said, I need to get a couple of groceries, and I don't have anywhere to lock my bike up. He's like, can you watch it? Just me, randomly. He doesn't know me. And I'm like, yeah, sure.
He probably stole it.
So I just stood there watching his bike, and he came back out, and he had bought me a chocolate payday. He's like, here, man. Thanks. It's like, okay.
And you were helping people.
You look homeless.
I said, I don't need
I'll
anything.
Take that from you.
You look homeless. I'll take that and talk about it on the radio.
I said, I don't need anything. He's like, let me pay you something. I'm like, no. And I think he jokingly got me a payday to pay me. And I was like, that's funny. He's like, I really don't need it. He's like, no, you should try it. And I did. It was legitimately a great candy bar.
Okay, this
thanks
guy
to that homeless guy.
This guy for sure owns that store, first of all. And second of all, thought Ryan needed help. And so he bought him a payday.
No, this
Ryan
was
gave Ryan a a task.
This guy right now is on the radio over at a different radio station going, I was standing there, there's this homeless guy walking in. He looked like he was hungry. So I said, here, hold my bike. I'll go in and get 100%. You a candy bar. He acted like he didn't want it, but I thought, no, you look like you need it.
No, I was just going to shop myself. I had taken a short nap on the park bench right there.
I had taken a short nap.
And I was going to use that bathroom to sort of clean up a little bit, but...
Okay, Junior Mints.
No.
Twizzlers.
No. Nibs.
Nibs, Twizzlers, the tiny... Twizzlers.
Or Pull and Peel.
Oh, wait, Nibs just the, like, small ones?
Little bites.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my airplane treat.
Oh, yum. Baby Ruth.
If I were really hungry.
Only if it's in a pool.
Baby Ruth. M&M's.
Sure.
Flavored Tootsie Rolls.
Yes.
Yes, big yes.
Not regular Tootsie Rolls.
Hard pass on the regular.
If you mix one with the other, it tastes like a chocolate-covered whatever.
No, cherry and vanilla.
Oh, that's true, too. Yeah, but if you have a fruity,
I wasn't asking
it's like
for
an
your
orange
approval.
Fruity, and you eat it with a chocolate one, it tastes like a chocolate-covered orange.
Heath Bar.
Yes, that's my favorite concrete.
Mm. Starbursts.
No, I mean, not really. I'll pass on them.
I'm the way she is with Skittles. I'm over it. Starbucks. Or Starbucks.
Starbucks.
<It's> Starbucks.
Starbucks.
Bunch Scooters. Of liberals. Hershey's. Just straight up Hershey bar.
Not really.
Reese's Pieces.
The best. The number one.
Nestle Crunch.
Better than Hershey bars.
Mr. Good Bar.
No.
Does the Mr. Good Bar just have peanuts?
Yeah, yes. Chocolate peanuts. Yeah. I'm not eating that.
100 grand.
Yes. Those are delicious.
Underrated.
They're underrated.
Yes.
Underrated.
Nobody
They're
talks about
good.
It.
They got the
should.
Crispy in there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Butterfinger.
Another commitment. You're eating those with the Milk Duds.
Yep.
But they are good.
And
like,
floss.
If it's a fresh one, sometimes you get the ones that are like, when you bite into it, it doesn't, it's good if it like falls apart in your mouth. It still will kind of,
but sometimes they almost have like a little fuzziness, texture or something on the outside.
I don't know.
You're eating the post-apocalyptic ones.
Oh, okay. You ate dog food. Let's not be judging.
Ryan might have given me those out of a dog food packet.
Yeah, no kidding.
Kit Kat.
Yes, and underrated.
Mm-hmm.
Snickers.
And I eat the Kit Kats. I just open it up and I just take a bite out of it. I don't eat them one by one.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, no.
Feel powerful.
I don't even.
Feel powerful.
Okay.
You feel like you could run the world. You're like, I can do anything I want.
No,
I got a 4-stick Kit Kat and I take a bite right out of the middle of it and then you show people and you just wait.
We are so opposite. So not only do I eat them one by one, I like.
Layer by layer?
Gnaw the chocolate off and then gnaw the top off,
Done
the bottom
it.
Off, layer
Done
by
it.
Layer every time.
Done it.
You just straight up chomp down into a Kit Kat.
Now, yes. It's like shock therapy. Do it. Just try it one time. You'll feel like a new woman.
I'm sweating a little bit. It's freaking me out. Snickers.
Yeah.
Twix.
Yes.
And Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Yes, but I don't... The Reese's Peanut Butter Cup is down the list for me from where it used to be. There's something about it that's changed.
The caramel big cups will change you.
The ones with the caramel in them?
Oh, they're so good.
Mm. Game. Have you had them yet?
I don't know. It just seems...
All the different big cups, not nearly as good as that one.
I agree. I've only had one, but I'm still thinking about it. That's all I got.
Get yourself a Kit Kat, take a bite out of the middle of it, and tweet me at Annie Fry Show, and we'll all become famous together.
I'm freaking out right now.
It makes people nuts. It's so fun. I took my husband got a hot dog one time, and we went back when we were officiating volleyball. He got a hot dog, and I took a bite out of the middle. Like,
oh,
I just took a bite.
I gotta go.
Right
this
out
is
of
too
the
much,
it, and it blew people's minds. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We appreciate you being with us this afternoon. Thank you so much to everybody who came onto the Annie Fry YouTube channel and subscribed. We got to 10,000 subscribers before Halloween, so we have made good, and we have donned our Halloween costumes for you. And I will tell you this, I'm not a costume person. This is going to come off immediately after the show, but I wanted to thank you for subscribing, and we appreciate each and every one of you. And we plan to turn this around on Tuesday night with an election night watch party on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. So come over there and subscribe so that you can hang out with us. And like Ryan was saying before, it's a pretty, like, we get to know our listeners on election night more than any other night, because we're spending some time together.
Yeah, we're doing a radio show. I mean, obviously, you can always comment while we're doing this, too, and we see that, and we make that a part of the show, as you've heard. But when we're doing the watch night, man, we are there to interact with you. We're not doing a radio show in addition. We are just hanging out. So please join us if you're going to be watching the results. Listen, of course, to 97.1. We're going to have everything that you'd never want out of election coverage. We got a whole lot of people going to be here. And obviously, we're going to be streaming the whole thing, too, kind of back and forth with the station.
Mark Rudin's going to be hosting on 97.1. We're going to be doing national coverage with Fox News on 97.1. And online on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, we're going to be covering all of that there as well. So you'll be able to get your national headlines, of course. But those Missouri races, Illinois races, too, there aren't nearly as many of them to pay attention to as Missouri this cycle, but there's just so much. I remember this from elections prior. Like, everything is president, 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 but pretty soon it starts being like, oh, but what about the House? What about the Senate? And they're so close right now. They're so close right now. Republicans are being projected. I think there's a pretty good deal of confidence that Republicans are going to win the Senate. The question is, will they have a 3-4 seat lead, or will it be, it could be 50-50 and the vice president is J.D. Vance and he's the tie-breaking vote, just like Kamala Harris had been in the House. I think when we had Congressman Mike Bost on earlier this week, was it? He said they have a full House and it's a 4-seat majority.
4-seat, yep.
4 seats.
Yeah, it's not a lot. And the Senate, because the map favors Republicans so much, I've heard the Democrats have put a lot of money into those swing districts in the House. So that's going to be an interesting thing to watch on Tuesday night is who ends up controlling the House, because it's so close.
Yeah, we will be prepared to cover all of those things that are important to you. We're also on our live stream going to throw into the studio with Mark Reardon's coverage here. So you're going to be able to get all of that. It's going to be fun. We really look forward to these evenings, and we're going to be doing a lot of fun, goofy stuff. And last time in 2020, I stayed up until everybody stopped counting, and a little bit longer than then, because I couldn't believe that they stopped counting. And I was, you know, you plan like it used to be. You're going to have an election night, and, you know, hopefully by 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, maybe after you get to where the West Coast has closed and you know where California is going to go, but you're kind of thinking, oh, what's Arizona going to do, Nevada going to do? And you're hoping that by midnight or so, you've got a winner. In 2016, it was like 2 in the morning, and even at that point, we were all like, wait, what? Donald Trump won? And then in 2020, of course.
Yeah, I would tune in a little earlier this year just because I think we're going to have a little bit better understanding. All of these swing states, there's so many of them, what, 7 that they're really counting as swings? They're more Midwest and Eastern. Now, obviously, you got Nevada and Arizona. But by the time you know the Eastern ones, you should have a pretty good idea of what the Western ones are going to do. So I'm hoping that earlier in the night, we're going to have a pretty good feel for this thing.
Well, we've got a lot of new people watching with us right now on the Annie Fry YouTube live stream. And I really am hoping that if you're joining us for the first time today, we've added quite a few subscribers today as well. If you're joining us for the first time, we love having you on there. You become a part of the show when you comment there. You vote in the live chat poll, like today's instance is what's scarier, Trump presidency or Harris presidency. You go vote, you comment, and you hang out with us. The thing that would be so amazing in this election season, and I try not to ask you to do too much here for the show because I'm here to serve you. We here together as a show, we care about you, and we want to provide you an entertaining way to get through your afternoon on weekdays where you're informed, but you're also not like gripping the steering wheel so hard by the time the show is over. We try to inform you, but we also try to make sure that we are entertaining you, and we never want to take ourselves too seriously, as indicated right now by our appearances on the screen in a costume. If you wouldn't mind sharing our show with your friends and family, if you think that there's someone in your life, you know about the Annie Fry show, you know about 97.1, tell somebody about us. That would be so amazing. And the thing that I've heard from people is that they tell people about us and then they're like, oh, I listen to that all the time too. So it's like this kind of like quieter thing or whatever. We really would love it if you'd spread the word as we go into this election. We want to be there for people. Like I said, it's very important that we both inform but also entertain and try to use this as a way, because this is stressful for us too. And I'm thinking about the prospects of the next 4 years of my job, if it looks one way or the other. And I'm praying to God.
I hear you.
YouTube live chat poll, Ethan?
544 votes on today's YouTube
that
live chat
tops.
Poll.
Wow.
What is scarier, Trump presidency or Harris presidency? It's a close one today, guys. Only 94% say Harris presidency. That's
6%
it.
6% of you, what are you even thinking? Of 550 votes almost, man. That's awesome. Thank you, Johnny Brocks, for providing us these amazing costumes. Thank you to everybody who has subscribed to get us to the point where we can do this. Keep it here on 97.1 because we've got your back. We've got the coverage that you're expecting at this really important time. And Mark Reardon, he's going to take it from here. Don't go away.